Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, HMRC's fragmented IT contributed to loss of 25 million personal details. At number four, Fujitsu could cut 700 jobs after quitting NHS National Programme for IT. At number three, what did Bill Gates ever do for me? IT managers speak out. At number two, IT staff wasted on non-strategic chores. And in top spot, IT is boring, say graduates. And in that story, non-IT graduates think a job in IT would be boring despite its good career prospects, according to the Career Development Organisation. Responses from nearly 2,000 undergraduates across the UK showed that most students think the IT sector has a bright future with good prospects for highly paid jobs, but over 60% of non-computing students don't want to go into IT because they think it will be boring. Now for a look at some of the articles to be featured in the next edition of the New Look Computer Weekly magazine. Carl Flinders and John Paul Kamath write about government promises of sweeping changes in the way data is secured, as two reports criticise HM Revenue and Customs for its handling of data that resulted in the loss of two computer disks containing 25 million child benefit details. Carl, what did the reports say are the main problems?
Well, the reports have found that the main IT problems were the fact that the processes which support data transfer, data storage, hadn't kept up with technology. And also the IT systems are very fragmented, which opens up more points of risk of losing data.
Could improved IT systems solve these problems?
Well, IT could help solve the fundamentals of the problem and help the future, but the processes really need to change. There needs to be staff education, and there also needs to be a reduction in the fragmentation of IT systems.
What are the main IT recommendations from the government-commissioned review of the HMRC disk losses by Kieran Poynter of PricewaterhouseCoopers?
Well, he's suggesting that they move to a single customer record database throughout the whole organisation, which would reduce the points of risk, the fragmentation. They also want to introduce powers so the HMRC can tell its customers how it wants them to communicate with them to make sure they do it securely. And then they're going to phase out completely the transfer of data on digital media, so a disk couldn't go missing in the future. And in the short term, any media such as this is going to be encrypted.
Another article by John Paul Kamath discusses the spate of outsourcing contracts signed by multinational companies with single voice and data service suppliers, and how these deals mark a turning point in the way these companies use IT to support global business. And Ian Grant writes that information technology may rescue retailers who are having to face up to the first serious economic slowdown in nearly 20 years. But he looks at how each sector is using IT differently to meet specific needs. You can find these articles and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.